A United States Congress has voted to reopen the federal government 3 days into a partial shutdown. President Donald Trump is expected to sign the temporary funding bill soon. Late Monday, members of the House of Representatives voted for the bill approved earlier in the Senate. The bill permits spending for government operations through February 8th. The bill had been held up in the Senate. Democratic Party lawmakers had demanded that the legislation include protections for undocumented immigrants who came to the United States as children. They are known collectively as Dreamers. Republican Party senators refused the demand. Instead, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell promised that the Senate would open debate on immigration issues in the coming weeks. Those issues would include the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, a program of protections for Dreamers. President Trump ended DACA in September. So long as the government remains open, it would be my intention to take up legislation here in the Senate that would address DACA, border security, and related issues, as well as disaster relief, defense funding, health care, and other important matters, McConnell said. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer praised the action. While this procedure will not satisfy everyone on all sides, it's a way forward, he said. We expect that a bipartisan bill on DACA will receive fair consideration and an up or down vote on the Senate floor. I'm Katie Weaver.